From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
The box was labeled Free Books. The school library had placed it in the main office of the public high school where I teach English. Perusing the titles, I noticed that the majority are biographies of prominent African Americans. In the English department office, I found another box labeled Free Books, mostly copies of 3 Negro classics and Black folktales. Why are the library and English department getting rid of titles chronicling the experience of African Americans, especially during Black History Month? Almost a decade ago, parents complained to the San Francisco Board of Education that some schools were not complying with the mandate to teach what was called ethnic experience literature. Some called them alarmists, and the board denied their claim. Later, however, the mandate to teach literature by non-Caucasian Americans was dropped, and the subject has been disappearing from high school English classes since. No Child Left Behind then motivated the district to adopt a new English textbook, both for 9th and 10th grades. While some textbook selections are written by non-Caucasians, teaching them is voluntary. Consequently, these writers are not taught as often as when the ethnic experience course was mandated. The free box of books written by African Americans was a bad message during February, Black History Month. More importantly, I worry that without literature written by non-Caucasian Americans, students are deprived of a rich literature and important lessons in American history. Their struggle for freedom and equality is a history of our country and a template to broaden liberty and equality for all. Freedom isn't free, the saying goes, and those books in the free box didn't come cheap to the authors who wrote them. With a perspective, I'm Barbara Brewer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.